Pharisaical spirit again. There was a lot of jealousy in the Pharisaical spirit and in the political spirit. Jealousy is huge. Remember Herod, what he did when the wise men came? He did not want anyone. He was jealous that anyone would get any kind of allegiance other than him. He was so jealous. And envy and all slander, like newborn babes, long for the milk of the word. Jealousy attacks. Attacks which include jealousy come against leaders, pastors, churches, and ministries. When we are effective, when we have something that others wish they had, I think about the Coppers, for example. I wonder how many people have been jealous of them. Had to confess some of my own jealousy. I didn't find any jewels. When I first heard about it, we were down in Arizona, and I was just praying and walking along the street, and then over the next 2 days, I found several little glass beads. It was really interesting. I thought, they get jewels, I get little glass beads. And they were, I walked over a mile and a half, and I found them all over in that mile and a half that I walked. And I thought, this is really odd. And I find these little glass beads. Why don't I get any jewels? Can we really rejoice when others are successful or when God blesses someone else? Like, we go back even to the sacrifice of Cain and Abel. God says, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I'll have favor on whom I will have favor. What is that to you? What is God asking of us? He's asking us to have a heart like Job had. If I get coal, I'll give you thanks. If even if you slay me, yet will I trust you and thank you and praise you. See, shouldn't be about who gets what or whatever. How much jealousy has been focused perhaps on the gateway? I know there's been different ones that have been jealous of Elijah House and jealous of those that are in ministry at Elijah House. And so we need to learn what to do with when we're attacked by jealousy. And how do we respond when someone is jealous? What do we do? I'm excited about this message because I believe it is a Christmas message because of what Jesus came to do. God sent his Son to really give us a way out of our jealousy. It's what Christmas is all about, really. It's about Jesus coming and the Father bringing us into the kingdom through Christ so that our jealousy can go to death on the cross. That's what it's really all about. Genesis, I'm going to talk a little bit about this, one of the first places I believe a cabal appears in Scripture, and that is in Genesis 3:10. He said, we're going to talk about the shame, fear, control cycle. And this is something that Restoring the Foundation teaches as one of their primary things. These were the very three words that we were praying for a leader in Asia, and the Lord gave me these three things were the main root of the problem, the shame, fear, control. And we see it right in the garden where, you know, Adam and Eve have just sinned, and then they sowed fig leaves and they hid. And God comes walking in the garden and says, Adam, where are you? And he was asking that question not where are you physically, but where are you in your heart right now? Where am I in your heart? And Adam's response was, I heard you in the garden, I was afraid. There's the fear. Because I was naked. There's the shame. And so I hid. There's the control. I believe there are also spirits of shame, fear, and control which form a cabal over people's lives. And especially when we're in Asia, we find that this cycle is operating almost 100% in people's lives. The shame, it's a shame culture, very performance-oriented and parentally inverted, all sorts of things. And so the shame, fear, control is operating very strongly there. This is what that looks like. Starting at the bottom there, there's an abandonment which leads to rebellion. You see, when we get wounded, when any kind of trauma comes into our life, whether it's what I call act